Thank you very much, Stefan. I think it's a great opportunity that you are here and that we are opening this up to see how we can forge new partnerships with many of the participants here, whether in this room or beyond in the forum. And this is actually what the forum is all about. It's looking at how we can work better together and be more looking at a whole of society approach to addressing displacement and looking at the role of businesses like yours and companies like yours in doing what you are doing, in affording housing that allows people to live in dignity and allows them to enjoy the basic rights that they are entitled to, and how can refugees be a part of that? How can they be included within this framework and not on the outskirts or marginalized or facing other challenges related to housing? And of course, that's very applicable in the region where the large majority of refugees are urban, actually, which is perhaps not the perception that most people have. When you think of refugees in the region, many people think of camps, but in fact, almost 80%, 75 to 80% of refugees in MENA are living in urban settings. So work like what you are doing is very relevant, and hopefully we can look at how we can build on that. Moving perhaps now to a context where the urban nature of refugee, of displacement is very obvious and very clear. Virginie from Amel Association will talk to us a little bit about the context in Lebanon, where her organization, Amel Association, a civil society organization, has managed to forge partnerships with the private sector and has some lessons to share with us about that. Virginie, please.